that they can plug in a number, but at the end of the day, like my first billboard, I mean, you see what I paid for it 4 or 5 years ago, and now they want to say it's worth 900% more than that. Like, that's not, I could not sell it for what they have here today. Like, if I was trying, I mean, if you're asking that question based on, and there are a lot of variables into this, you know, mm-hmm. what are they renting for? What's the location? Like, just because you have one billboard that's exactly the same as another billboard, that does not mean it's as easy as rentable. You know, it just, there's a lot of variables that will not work in a worksheet, quite honestly.
The thing is, to be fair for everybody across the county, though, we have to have a formula for something like this because there's variables,
mm-hmm.
but we have to come across for everyone at the same type of valuation, you know, and so you wouldn't be discriminated against for, you know, if you have an identical one to someone else. So I don't know what the differences are in the ones. You could point that out. And you could have come in and done so. We were happy to do that. As Andy said, Mr. Barry came in, and we went over his stuff with him. Okay. And we were where we were.
Here's what I wanted to, with Chris, if it would be possible on the income approach. I mean, we want to get these done, I understand. But if he's got data that would help him, you don't have to share your income data, okay? That's up to you. But it's helped a lot of people in the hotel, billboard, other businesses. So we're not telling you have to do that. But it's an option that we could table it, you know, even to this afternoon. Even I don't know if we'll have time, but if
not
we
this
could,
afternoon, yeah, but
if
Tuesday,
we could do it Tuesday and come back and talk about that if that would help potentially. And I'd also like to see some more comparisons on these billboards because if there is a big discrepancy out there right now, I mean, I'm obviously inclined to do something for you. So, but I want to see some more of this data that we're talking about on what the billboards are going for right now. Is that something that sounds like it would be beneficial for you to maybe talk about that approach?
Well, I guess I would need to understand it more.
What?
Because I mean, my taxes have already gone up enough. I don't want all of a sudden them going up even more. Like,
no. Like, no, we're not going to take the higher value. Okay, if that's the case, we're not going to do that. Okay, I mean, we've got basically a cost analysis or whatever they're basing the state on. Okay, we're not going to go any higher than that. But if it would help benefit sometime because of COVID, what's happened is that it's benefited a lot of people. If you don't want to do that, that's fine, but I'd like to have some more information on what billboards are going for around.
When you say what they're going for, what do you mean?
In other words, if a billboard for sale right now on Beacon or whatever, not on Beacon, but
yeah. What? Well, billboards do not come up for sale very often. They just do not change hands. Now, I will tell you, I don't have a contract on this, but I probably have an email that there were two boards that I was trying to buy south of Branson, and they were like what I call a double stack. They were pretty big. They weren't in great shape, but you know, at that point, those were like $10,000. Well, someone bulldozed one of them down, so I wasn't able to buy. And that was recent.
Yeah.
But if you went out there today and said, hey, let's look and see what's for sale on a real estate MLS website, I don't think you'll find anything. Mm-hmm. That just typically doesn't happen. Now, then you've got to factor in, well, are they selling the land and the billboard? Then that's a whole nother caveat to that. So I think you could look and see, you know, based on what the, you know, kind of what I had to go on. That's why I provided you my original sales contracts. From when I bought the boards, that's why I tried to provide you some other comps.
And you bought them in 2000.
I bought one in the end of 2016, which was actually less than the ones I bought in 2011. But the ones in 11 was that group. It was a groups.
Right.
And so it doesn't say what the individual amount was. And that's why I'm like, the way it was originally priced was comparable to what I paid for it. But to go up 51%, to me, that's just not American. Like,
yeah, we
it's
hear
not
you.
Right.
But unfortunately, when you go in and try to equalize the county, you get some people that are just really go up because there's just been a lot of discrepancy and spots here, and it goes way beyond billboards.
Yeah. No, I understand, but I think my evidence supports my claim.
Right.
Chris, was your income affected last year by the COVID?
Well, I think everybody's income was affected. Like if you're talking on billboards, most of it, you know, I had, like, for instance, I had a guy that just dropped right, you know, this year. When people are under contract, typically they can't. And sometimes you have to work with them and those kind of things. And that's what I said is you don't necessarily have the increases, but you also don't have the decreases. Now, I will tell you personally, I rent a lot of billboards as well. And so I have moved billboards because I needed cheaper rent somewhere else because COVID did affect us. And I'm like, I got to cut costs. So I think, you know, it's up to, you know, each individual business. So I'm not only am I a buyer, but I'm also a renter. So I see both sides of it.
So when you rent a billboard, you do a contract?
Sometimes yes and sometimes no.
So you would be able to, or should be able to produce contracts.
He's not required to.
No, he's not required, but I'm saying you could substantiate what's going on.
In some cases, yes. I mean, some cases, if you've done business with someone for a decade, you don't necessarily have a contract. They send you a bill and you pay it. So,
because I mean, you can see where I'm stuck here. We're given a guideline on how to do it, and so we did it that way.
I understand you're doing your job.
I mean, because again, I'm not, and the previous assessor was not either, trying to go after individuals or whole industries. We're actually just trying to clean up the books that have been going for years, you know. And again, it's sad that they discovered they had not done this since 1998, and now you're hit with the 2009 crisis.
All right, Chris, and I've let this go just so the assessor can explain what she's doing. She got a formula and a job to do, and I understand what's happening here. I want to do one of two things. To be consistent, we gave a 15% discount on the last meeting, but that's still not near what you're asking, I don't think, on these values. If we would be willing to table this until Tuesday morning, if you can get us some more data on the prices, on billboard prices, so we can have some more comparables. I understand you said not a lot of them are for sale, but if we could get some more data, would that be something that you'd be willing to do?
So,
in other words, you've got this data here, but I'm trying to compare apples to apples as to what you got in order to give you a value that's consistent with the rest of the county.
So, let me make sure I understand what you're asking for. Like, do you want me to try and find other billboard sales?
Well, in other words, what's for sale out there? In other words, what are they going for right now? I'd like to know what they are going for, because you're asking us to base our decision on fair market value, which is what we're supposed to do of a billboard, right? Okay. Other words, what it would cost to replace? If you went out and bought one right now, like the billboard you have, what would that cost be? That's what you want on the fair market value.
Yeah.
Or is that something?
What would it cost to build one of these? Brand new.
I have no idea today what that would cost. I mean, of course, metal's way up, so it's probably more today. But I haven't priced them, you know, what it would go out and cost to rebuild them. But just because it might cost, and I'm just making this number up, but it might cost $50,000 to build a billboard. But if you can only get $200 a month in rent, that's not a good investment.
Sure.
So it just, you know, it's all based on the value of what you can get out of the board.
Right.
At the end of the day.
And Chris, like I said, you could get with the assessor, try to do an income valuation if you want to do that. I'm trying to help here.
Yeah.
Okay. Or we can give you what we've done to be consistent with other people because of the COVID year that we've had. And you know, it was, I've heard about the billboard challenges that people had. Some people had contracts, so they got to continue with them, but we give you a 15% discount off that, but that still isn't what you're asking for. So I'm just giving you those options if you want.
Here's what I would do. I'd like to try and understand. I'd like to try and figure out if I can do the others And if I can, great. Sure. And if it's more than 15, I'll take it, but at the least.
Fair. That's fair enough. I'm just giving you the option.
If yeah.
We can table this till Tuesday morning is our last day. We're trying to wrap everything up that day. And I've got other.
I'm trying to see what my Tuesday looks like. Is there a certain time?
And you can call in if you want.
So
even if you submit stuff, you could call in if you had to.
So I would need to try and understand on Monday the income approach as well. Is that correct?
Well, you could get with the assessor at, or I don't know, it's probably not later today, I guess. Probably.
Well, at the end of the afternoon, it depends on what time we close.
Just call over and try to set a time where you can talk.
I can't this afternoon. I've already got to go out of town.
We'll try to target Monday.
Yeah, then. So we'll try and do this quickly. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you guys taking the time to listen. And
well, we understand. We've had these across the board, and it's just an unfortunate year, especially to have it. Mm-hmm. And they had not, they'd literally been using the factor on the billboards from 20 years ago instead of 10 years ago when they changed it. Mm-hmm. And now it's all coming at once, and you're saying, you know, I've got a huge tax bill here. You should have been paying more before, according to the state tax commission. But we're not here to enforce the tax commission. I don't want you to get anything wrong here. But there are factor increases that they do across the state and how they calculate it and everywhere else. Yeah. Okay?
Well, and I appreciate you guys listening.
If you have any information that you need to send me for data, just send it to assessor@taneycountymo.gov.
All right. We'll table this until Tuesday morning. Is that our day?
Yes.
Okay. And we can either see you then or call you then. Just let us know how you want us to contact you. Okay?
And I can, this is on the internet, but I can send you an attachment with how they do it with the formulas. So you can also check our work. That'd be good too.
And whatever you submit is.
Okay.
And if you decide you don't want to do that, then just we'll apply it then. So don't worry about
it. Like I said, I think it's going to be extremely hard to find some for sale. I mean,
I'm talking about on the income approach. You can decide to do that or not.
Yeah.
But yes.
And Andy says he'll go down with him right now, and they can take a look at his stuff.
Yeah, okay.
If you got time, why don't you go down here with Andy and look at.
That'd be great. If we can take you back up later this morning, we'll. Okay.
Make sure our eyes are ground correct.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a lady that wanted us to call her, but I can't call. We got people here I want to take up in person. The Deckers are the next one, it looks like to me. That's BOE 356. Mr. Decker?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Decker, you're here about value. On this one.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
My wife prepared all this, and she really wanted to be here. Unfortunately, she wasn't able to. And unfortunately for you guys, I mean, she's much more eloquent of a speaker than I am.
No worries.
So going in chronological order for me might be the best. We got a notice in the mail, as apparently everybody in Taney County did, that our taxes were going to be increased and our assessed value increased $10,370.
It increased how much?
$10,370. That's okay. What was on the card.
What was the appraised value last
year? Initially it was $450,000 and they raised it to $470,800.
Okay.
It's a 13.28% increase.
Okay.
So it's just the
index. So this is a factor increase?
Index.
Okay.
So initially, we have felt like our taxes have increased substantially since we purchased the property January 2012.
Uh-huh.
So when we got this, then that led to, well, let's look into it and see exactly how much it has increased for us. And it led us to look at other people's properties as far as how much they've increased over the same period of time. So we went back to 2013 to present, and what we found, and I'm kind of skipping ahead and I'll come back. But just to get the point going,